Hi, I'm Teresa Hegel, and this is Wearables Talk. I'm speaking with Ryan Moore, founder of screen printing supplier Ryanette. Ryan recently published a how-to book called Made to Make It, a guide to business success in screen printing. The book draws from Ryan's own experiences, as well as providing insights from business experts and Ryanette's own customers. Thanks for joining us, Ryan.
Thanks for having me.
So, first up, what led you to write this book?
Well, we've learned so much. I've learned so much personally from business books that I thought it would be awesome to write a business book, but based in our industry.
Yeah.
There's a ton of information out there on like how to screen print or how to do embroidery or run a business or do the processes in our business, but there's not a lot specifically to the business application of running a print business or a promotional business.
Right, and that's really important. I mean, like, it's good to know the technical side, but you really need to know how to run a business if you want to succeed long term.
Yep. A lot of times people focus on, like, what you do and not how to do it or why you're doing it. Mm-hmm. So the book really dives into the why and then the how.
Okay. And how long did it take you to write?
It took a while.
Yeah.
We started out just asking a bunch of questions to our Facebook audience, like, hey, if we were going to write a business book, what would you want to know in it? So they asked about 20 or 30 questions. Mm-hmm. And what I did is I took three interview sets from different types of screen print customers. So on the large end, Custom Ink, Mark Katz, the founder of Custom Ink, did a really long interview with him asking him those questions. Then a medium-sized shop, Forward Printing in Oakland, and then a small shop, a mom-and-pop shop, though they're young mom and pops, in Rockford, Illinois, Rockford Art Deli, and Pirate Ninja Print Shop. And kind of took those interviews and then used those as a basis along with our experience to kind of construct this book.
Okay. So, you know, the blurb said that it pulls from your experiences going from a garage entrepreneur to CEO. So can you tell us a little bit about that journey? Like, what is your actual background? Because I think I've heard it before, but, you know, I think it would be pretty fascinating to maybe some of our listeners who don't know your story.
Well, we started screen printing for our band. Me and my Brandon, who's still around it today, we were in a band called Not Long After in the late 90s, early 2000s, and we needed to make money. We weren't apparently a very good band because people wouldn't pay us that much. but you can sell T-shirts. So we printed our own T-shirts and sold thousands of them and did it completely DIY, where we're doing it in my mom's kitchen, we're cooking them in the oven, no idea what we're doing. They're not good quality shirts. Luckily, we're a punk rock band, so no one really cared about quality. But other bands that we were on tour with, they'd see that we have our own merch, and they'd be like, hey, could you guys show us how to do that? And that kind of led to selling these little kits on eBay, which in 2004 kind of led to starting a website. And then was silkscreeningsupplies.com was the first website literally built in my bedroom. And we would ship stuff out of this pole barn behind my bedroom. But it grew rather fast just because I think there was a need in the marketplace to start a business. At that time, a lot of work was outsourced either to Central America or Asia. And then a lot of people were wanting to bring it back in. People still had a need. There's still this need for this local community print shop. And so we were the first one to really do it online, and very luckily the first one to do YouTube videos a couple years later on how to do the processes. So we've been teaching people the process of screen printing. Over 100,000 people we've helped start screen printing through the process of screen printing.
Right.
And now here's our kind of like next venture to the business of screen printing, because once, like we were saying before, it takes way more than just how to print a shirt to be successful in the business.
Okay. So what are some of the main lessons you hope readers are going to take away after reading the book?
Well, it's funny. My voice is a little hoarse right now because I'm actually recording the audio version of the book. So I'm reading the book start to finish. And let me tell you, it's actually a little harder than I anticipated.
Why is that?
Oh, well, I'm not the best reader in the world. I love audiobooks.
Yeah.
So I'm like, well, duh, I have to make an audiobook. And have a little bit of dyslexia, and so I kind of have to read things twice or three times, and then just, you always think about your tone. It's a lot different than recording music. I record a lot of music, and you kind of just went for it, and you already knew the words by heart, and now you're kind of like reading the words. So some sections of the book I really know, like our core values, and like some of the ways that we look for team members. These are things that I've seen and read and know by heart, and so you can get really passionate and kind of like do a musical performance in that section, but most of it's like reading, so it's just been a little bit more difficult.
Yeah, I guess I read a lot, you know, just stories to my daughter, and if you don't kind of like read ahead in the sentence, you might not have the right inflection, or you might kind of like pause in the wrong place, so you do have to kind of read it twice in order to read it out loud once almost.
Exactly. But it's cool because I'm going through the book and seeing it's came out really cool because it started out with these questions, and then we started kind of putting in constructs. So it starts out with why you're kind of creating your vision, how to build a team. Mm-hmm. And then it goes into more of the how, like your business processes, your business systems, how to lean out your operation. And then it kind of builds a future of what it really takes to build a long-term, long-standing business that actually gives you value as the business owner. So that kind of came about through those questions, but then through our experience and then just the natural part of business. I was talking to a customer yesterday that was talking on Facebook about the book, and he's like, man, I'm such a good screen printer, but I'm failing at business. And I was like, you know, running a business is a process, just like screen printing is a process. Mm-hmm. Running a business is a process, and this book kind of takes you through that process. So big lessons, I think, out of that book is it's really honing in, like, who you are, where you're going, who you are. That's kind of the first section of the book.
Okay.
And then kind of taking that look in who you are being different than other people and then putting that value, delivering that value to your customers. A lot of times we just focus on what we do, and whether it's printing shirts or selling promotional items or embroidery, whatever it is, and we sell our customers what. But if we do that what differently, and we offer something different in the marketplace, then we can really differentiate ourselves.
Right.
So I think being different is the whole thing. Like being different and focusing on how to be different and using the ideas that we've learned and the ideas that we've learned from our customers in the book to do so.
Okay. Right. And so people, like you said, screen printing is a process, running a business is a process. So this is something anyone can learn. You know, you can learn how to screen print, so you can learn how to, you know, run a business well.
I think anyone can learn how to do it better. Mm-hmm. I think there's some people that are naturally better screen printers.
Right.
And there's some people that are naturally better at business. And it actually talks about that, kind of honing in your team, because maybe you're the person that should be the screen printer, mm-hmm. and you should hire somebody or find a partner to run the business side.
Right.
But it gives you those kind of ideas and you know, vision essentially to be able to make those types of decisions, or at least directionally.
Okay.
Maybe you're the one-man show right now, and you're starting out small, but you know the next person you need to go get or the partner that you need to go get has competencies in this area.
Right. Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. So finally, how can people get this book? Where can they go to purchase a copy?
It's available on our site, screenprinting.com.
Okay.
You can also learn more about it and eventually download this audio book that we're working on. Hopefully be done by the end of the month at madetomakeitbook.com.
Okay.
And then also they're available on Amazon.
All right, great. All right, well, thank you so much, Ryan.
Yeah, thanks, Teresa.
Yeah, well, that's all the time we have. I'm Teresa Hegel. Thanks for listening to Wearables Talk.